You're attuned with WNCW's What It Is. I'm Joe Kendrick. Very happy to be joined once again with the original band. We're getting Fred Mills and Jeff Eason back on the panel today, talking up a little bit of American Idol as the show winds down for the year. The final's coming up, and we're talking about what has happened to a lot of these winners. Why haven't they had more success?
Yeah, Joe, you know, I don't know how much overlap there is between the American Idol audience and WNCW listeners, but I'm sure there's a little bit of interest in any kind of singing competition like this. For a show that weekly gets about 60 million people to vote on who is the best one that week, it really hasn't resulted in that many mega superstars in the singing industry, other than Carrie Underwood, who's just really on top of the country music scene right now, and Kelly Clarkson. The other winners, like Jordan Sparks, have just kind of fizzled out. You know, they brought her back for the show last night, and it was just plain awful. It was the worst part of the show, was having a former American Idol winner do a performance on the show.
Well, she's also promoting a new record, so there's method to that madness. I mean, who's the guy that shaved head mook? Daughtry. I mean, it's telling that he was a runner-up, wasn't he? And he's had more success than most of the winners.
Yeah, it's had a career. You know, it's been a history of some of the runners-up, like Clay Aiken, actually doing better than the people who beat them on the show that year. What I think is interesting this year is now that it's down to the final three, and if you take into consideration the last two people who were ejected from the show, so to speak, it's not about pop music at all. You got Scotty McCready from Raleigh, who is all about that low country voice, mm-hmm. singing those, you know, country ballads.
How old is he?
I think he's about 21 or 22. He may be actually even younger than that, because there was mention of him being a high school senior this year, so he may be 18.
Had he already made a name for himself around
the world? No, not at all. And he's just out of the blue type of country singer. And he's in the final three. Lauren, who's in the final three, is also a country singer. And you can say that the other one is a pop singer. But the last two to be eliminated, one was definitely a heavy metal guy, and the guy before that was a gospel singer. So they're really kind of getting away from their pop music, their whole intention of creating a pop music superstar.
Well, it's interesting. The rock singers have not fared that great. I mean, I remember Taylor Hicks, who was a genuine talent, a great voice. He's a killer harmonica player. I got to talk to him at the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam a few years ago. And he's just a nice guy. But, you know, his career, I won't say it's fizzled, it just has sort of, you know, kind of stopped. And it was almost like there was a stigma by being an American Idol person within the rock community. And like I said, the Daughtry guy, well, he was a runner-up, and he was out. I think he sort of distanced himself from that once he got started. And I mean, hip-hop, you know, hasn't been represented at all.
Oh, no.
It's like they almost consciously decided to keep hip-hop and just go for more straight soul and urban music. But country, I don't know, it's sort of like the genre that keeps on giving in terms of competitions like this. I'm not sure what is endemic to country music that lends itself to this, but maybe it's the loyalty of fans, for one. Mm-hmm. Country music fans are the most loyal fans on the planet. And maybe they're the ones that are helping keeping those singers alive.
Yeah, they probably don't care where their new star came from, whether they came from American Idol or they came up through the ranks. They just like the songs. A case could be made for Fantasia Barrino, another North Carolina product on American Idol. She has tried too hard to make the American Idol pop record, when her voice and her styling definitely should be more in the blues and jazz and soul genre. If she breaks away from sort of the American Idol expectations, she could have a good career.
Well, you know, periodically you see an article that's kind of like a behind-the-scenes or tell-all from some of the participants. There's actually a book that was recently written by one of the, it might have been one of the American Idol producers or something. Anyway, you later learn that, you know, all is not, you know, happy in Mudville after the lights are off and the mics have been turned off. And some of these people that do get the contracts, the winners, I suspect that maybe, you know, once that glisten is gone, once the gleam is tarnished a little bit, they're not as treated as well in the subsequent recording sessions, not as big a priority the record label's marketing department. I mean, a lot of things can go wrong aside from maybe the talent not being quite as profound as appear to be on the TV show itself.
And they cover their bases, though. I mean, they don't want to be hogtied by who America picks as the American Idol champion. They've got the top 10 locked into a touring contract, a summer tour contract. And, you know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things in that when they kind of find out who does the best in front of an audience, who's the best to tour. You know, they probably don't care who wins ultimately, just that they have the top 10 in their back pocket.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It reminds me of the saying that talent hits the target that anybody can see, or hits a hard target to see, but genius hits a target that is kind of invisible. Mm-hmm. And so it begs the question of how many stars can you really turn out with something like this? There's only so many that you can actually have room for. So,
well, there's also a saying that talent rises slowly to the top of the toilet bowl before it gets flushed.
What do you think? We're talking up American Idol today on WNCW's What It Is. Email us whatitis@wncw.org, and we'll highlight your comments on our Friday edition of the show. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Jeff Eason and Fred Mills. Until next time.